Welcome back to Pony Stadium, Stillwater High School. It's the Class A True Team State Track and Field Meet, and the girls' 3,200-meter run is underway. And I'm pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Pioneer Track and Field Team, Craig Johnchoy, here. His girls here for the third year in a row and inclement weather conditions for everybody. But, Coach, your girls are really performing today.
Yes, I'm so proud of them, Rick. I tell you what, they're handling this weather awesome. I've been going around with the kids, and you know, we talked about this last night at the hotel, and we said, you know, we told the kids it's going to be wet, rain, cold, wind, and I tell you what, you know, through the performances up to now, they're just doing a super job handling this, and I've been kind of going around and pumping them up, and they're actually kind of enjoying this and having a good time today.
What has really stood out to you as outstanding performances today?
Oh man, well, there's just, you know, both our relays, the 4x2 relay, the 4x1 relay. You know, we thought the 4x2 could win it, and they did. But that 4x1 with those young kids in there, they did a super job. They won the 4x1.
Yeah, and by a wide margin.
Yes, and I guess we didn't really expect that. And Chelsea Kurtz, you know, she won the high jump again. And, you know, Beth L's been throwing well. So in our jumpers, I guess, the long and triple jumpers have been doing a great job. So, you know, in this weather, just to get their steps down in those field events and hanging onto the disc and the shot, just those kind of things is really impressive how they've been handling this.
And the relays. You mean those exchanges with a wet baton can't be easy either.
Oh God, that's what we talked about before they set off to their spots. I wanted to go over, you know, just make sure, just be safe. Mm-hmm. You know, make sure your hands are dry. They were complaining their hands are so cold they couldn't even feel the baton.
Wow.
If you can believe that or not. And you know, and then with the rain and the wet, I mean, they just did such a great job of handling all this, and I'm just so proud of what they've been able to accomplish today.
Right now, as we look at the standings and through the scored events, we are 15 events officially into this meet of the 18, and your team is in third place, and they are holding off Maple Lake. All right now, it's 322.5 for Piers, Maple Lake in fourth at 298, but you say the Irish have some good kids coming up?
Yep, in the 2 mile here.
Yep, which is the race that's currently going on right now.
Yes, and if our two kids, Brenna Andres and Alyssa Gall, if they can just hang in there and just, you know, get in that middle of the pack and get us some points, that's going to offset the Maple Lake kids.
Yep. And then the leader is Osakis, 334.5, and they've got a slight lead of, it looks like, 6.5 over Laverne. Pierce third, Maple Lake four, Lanesboro Fillmore Central five, Howard Lake Waverly Winsted six, Brazy seventh, Park Rapids eighth, Blue Earth. Talk about Central Minnesota Conference sends three teams down here. That's a pretty strong showing.
Yeah, can you believe that?
Yeah.
Just our little old conference having three teams down here. And, you know, we played second last, you know, this past week to Maple Lake in the
and
conference.
And two boys teams.
Yeah. Right. I mean, our conference, I tell you what, is very tough in track. And it's just proud to be down here with all these, the CMC schools.
It looks like, do you think, we were just kind of discussing before we went on here again, do you think they're going to move the awards inside?
Boy, I hope so, because I think, you know, the parents and whoever.
It's kind of a long event. I mean, they do that whole tunnel thing.
That started way back in the 90s when we were down here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've seen a lot of people head to the school, and I know they're not going there to watch the third heat of the pole vault. So
right, no, I think that must be almost done.
I would think so.
Yeah, I hope they do it in there so we can get some decent pictures and the girls can warm up a little bit and, you know, enjoy however we finish.
When I ran into you underneath the grandstand, you thought possibly a fourth place finish, but if you can hold on to third, what a huge feather in the cap of the girls.
I hope we can hang on, and because the girls, you know. I just hope, you know, for their sake that they can do that because, you know, how they perform today in this weather and being mentally ready, I just hope they can. So we'll see.
So the 3,200 underway here, and they're about 6 minutes into the race here, which is almost halfway, I would guess, pretty close to halfway.
Yep.
And then we'll have the boys. We just had the boys 200 meter, and we have a second for Blake Patrick, and then Tyson Patrick a fourth. Holding Ford's going to win the boys tournament, the boys meet. 398 to 312. It's just a matter of silver and bronze, I guess, and that's still to be decided. St. Charles 312, Ada, Norman County 308, Pine Island 303. to decide 2 through 4. And then it's Laverne down to 281. Wadena Deer Creek, or I should say Maple Lake 7. After Wadena Deer Creek, Blue Earth 8, and Moose Lake Willow River in 9th place right now. So,
yeah, and Holding Ford, we kind of expected that. I think they're just a tough,
they're
solid
strong,
team right
now.
A
very solid team, and they performed well. You know, it's one thing to come down here and overperform, but there's also a thing factor of coming in as a favorite and performing.
Exactly.
You know, there's a lot of targets on your back, and it looks like Holding Ford is more than up to the challenge here today.
That's right. You know what? I want to interject here too a little bit. The first day of practice this year, the girls, you know, we talked about our goals and individual goals and team goals. And the number one team goal, what they wanted to accomplish was get back down here and get in the top four. That was their thing. And this might work out for them.
Yeah. What a like I said, feather in the cap it would be. The boys are through 17 scored events. And you said, I haven't seen it yet, but you said Chelsea won the high jump?
Yep.
Okay. So that puts her into a first place. And then we're just getting girls pole vault. And that had a Bailey Lochner 11th place finish. Only one pole vaulter for the team. And through the 16 events there, Piers 329.5, 6 points even ahead of Lanesboro in fourth. Maple Lake now has slid to fifth. Still Osakis in the lead, and their lead is 357.5 to 339 over second place Laverne. And this 3,200 meter, and then the 4x4. And the 4x4, I think we've got Kelsey, Casey, Malia, and Avey going in that one, right?
Yeah, and that's a pretty good team for us. I mean, there too, if we can finish in the maybe the top half of the group, I think we'll do fine.
Yeah, just don't lose ground.
Right.
Yeah. So the girls are probably three quarters of the way through. As we look out there, our 3,200 meter runners, Brenna
and Alyssa Gall.
I think that's Brenna right there heading up to that corner. And I think that is...
Wait, is that Alyssa over there?
I'm not sure. It's so there's so many red and whites and black teams down here that
and then the rain,
and we're looking through rain spattered windows. So, but they're about a lap or two away from finishing up this 3,200 meter run, and then the boys will run theirs. Holding Ford, well on their way to winning the Class A boys true team title. They're 3,200 meter runners. As I look at their list, Ben Grebanowski and Stuart Hahn will run there for them. And then the finale, the 4x400, and then we'll pack up and turn on the heaters in the car.
No kidding.
And head
warm
back home.
Bit.
So, well, after today, the subsections then come up, and those are in Albany?
Yep, Albany Tuesday.
Okay.
Tuesday afternoon, so... So now we start all over.
Yeah.
Individual
sections at St. John's again.
Yep.
Okay.
See what we can get moving on.
Advance on again.
Hopefully get some people down to the state meet again.
Well, Craig, let's see if we can get on the podium over in the school, hopefully.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
That would be nice. Thanks for your time, Craig.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks,
Thank
Rick.
Thank you. You bet. All right, that's Craig Johnchoy. He's the head coach of the Pioneer Track team. As the girls right now sitting in third place with only a couple of events left, they're... They would love to get on that podium and bring home a trophy. And they've put themselves into position to do that. We'll take a break. We'll have the end of the 3,200-meter race when we come back.
Summer is here, and so are big savings. Celebrate by upgrading your appliances with Design Electronics Radio Shack during our Memorial Day sales event. Hi, this is Sarah. You'll find big savings on GE appliances now through June 14th. Save up to 20% on select GE appliances or save up to $1,200 on select appliance packages via online or mail-in rebate. Don't forget to shop the Memorial Day sales event at Design Electronics Radio Shack now through June 14th for huge savings on GE appliances.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Congratulations to the class of 2017. Piers School District 484 will be hosting our graduation ceremonies on Friday, May 26th at the MAC starting at 7 p.m. We are so proud to have worked with such a talented and caring group of seniors. I also want to recognize the dedication and leadership of our honor students. They are Abby Ottman, Rebecca Ottman, Taryn Becker, Michaela Brambrink, Casey Bischofsky, Tori Fleischacher, Ashley Faust, Leah Furman, Lane Gertz, Lillian Gook, Derek Hall, Nicole Johnson, Hannah Call, Michaela Kowalczyk, Adam Kroll, Megan Langer, Aaron Marshick, Lucas Oddy, Andrew Poster, Claire Reardon, Beth Sayre, Andrea Schaefer, Grant Smoody, Emily Sullinger, Candace Stengel, Ariel Tembrel, Sarah Thomas, and Ashley Young. What a talented and remarkable group of seniors. We've all been impressed by your performances all year long, and I thank you for the leadership and role modeling you've done for the rest of our school. Good luck.
Welcome back to Pony Stadium, Stillwater High School. It's the finishing touches of the State True Team meet as the 3,200-meter girls event is wrapping up here. I think the winner has come across the line. We've got a few left, including Alyssa Gall. And Alyssa's got a lap to go yet, so we're still about a minute away from the finish. And then the boys will run their 3,200, and then the 4x4, and then we will hit the road as the Pioneer girls looking to hold on to third place. A very good performance today. First place finishes in the 4x200, the 4x100 relays. Chelsea Kurtz has won the high jump. And the Holding Ford boys are going to win the Class A meet. Right now, as the latest score updates, as we look at the boys with two events left, the 3,200 and the 4x4. I haven't seen the pole vault, though, for Mr. Dockendorf.
No, boys, the pole vault isn't in.
I mean, he's up well over 14 feet.
14.10,
wow. So holding forward right now through the 200-meter dash, which is 17 events, holding forward with 398 points. Second place, St. Charles, 312. Ada Norman County is in third with 308. Pine Island, fourth, 303. Laverne in fifth, 281. Wadena Deer Creek, sixth, 259. Maple Lake, seventh, 212. Blue Earth Area, eighth, 204. And then Moose Lake Willow River, ninth, 178. Those are your boys' standings through 17 events. They had two wheelchair events, so there are actually 20 events scored for the boys' meet. And the girls are through, it looks like, 16 events. The last one reported in was the pole vault, and that was Bailey Lochner going 7 feet 6 inches to finish 11th. Right now, the girls' standings, you've got Blue Earth in 9th. Park Rapids in 8th, Frazee is in 7th, Howard Lake Waverly Winstead 6th, then it's Maple Lake in 5th, and Maple Lake won the girls' conference meet, didn't they? Yeah. So we're looking to hold off them here. What's that one? That's the boys.
800.
Do I have that one? Which event was that? That was through 13. I bet that's the one I'm missing. 14. 12. Yep. Okay. I'll just put that one right there. Right. Yep. Put it in the sun. Dropped a sheet on the wet puddle floor of my listeners at home wondering what I'm gibbering about. So the boys 3200 is due up next. And then the 4x4, girls and then boys.
I assume Ethan Olson is going to be running this event since he has...
Well, the event organizers did not cash in on spectator fees today. That took a big hit. Sitting room only here at Pony Stadium. Even the infield is pretty clear. They like to keep it clear, but athletes themselves even have either gone into the school or underneath their tents, which each team kind of puts up. I think the Pioneer boys, our team has already taken theirs down.
Well,
or,
I jumped on another big one.
Oh, not the big one, not the team. Then there go the boys, 3,200 meter runners. They're off and running. And there's one event left now after this. Thank goodness they don't run this in two heats. Being 45 minutes. So the girls sitting in third place. I like to hold on to that. Their lead over Lanesboro Fillmore Central is only 6 points, so there is a lot of room there. And their lead over Maple Lake is 13.5. That's the fifth place team. Right now, the leader, to borrow another sports terminology in the clubhouse, is Osakis. And the runners come down and make their first lap. And it looks like holding forward is second and third from the end there with Grebanowski and Hahn. But I saw the old movie Secretariat on TV the other night, and he ran last all the time too, so... Where you finish, not where you start. Speaking of Secretariat, isn't the Preakness today? We might get home in time to watch that. Second lap underway for the boys, 3,200. Let's run down here. This is obviously the longest race of the day, an 8-lap race in there, about a lap and a half in. We'll start with boys' results. The 4x800 relay team for Holding Ford took third. Adam Ripplinger takes first in the high jump. And Drew Dockendorf took ninth. The 110 hurdles, Nick Kruger was fifth. Jacob Langerud finished eighth for the Huskers. In the shot put, second for Joseph Meyer, eighth for Adam Ripplinger. In the 100 meter, first for Blake Patrick, fourth for Tyson Patrick. In the 4x200 relay, Holding Ford finishes second. In the 1600, Lucas Ryan takes third. And Alex Provo with a 17th. 4x100 relay, Holding Ford second place. And then we move on to the next event. As I separate my sheets there. The 400 meter, it was a second, third place for Nolan Prokot, Blake Patrick, and maybe the closest finish. 0.005 of a second between Nolan Prokot and Blake Patrick for second and third. And they ran in different heats. That's why they had to extend that out. The discus goes to Caleb Johnson with a third and Joseph Meyer with a sixth for the Huskers. Blake Patrick wins the long jump, and Brandon Scraw right behind him a third. Blake went 21.25 for the long jump. 300 hurdles. It was a ninth and tenth for Evan DeMorant and Nick Kruger. In the triple jump, holding Ford's Nick Hellman, seventh, and Thomas Strews finishes ninth.
One boy out.
Out?
Only one out because they didn't start until after the girls were all done.
And then the boys' 200 meter goes to Blake Patrick, a second place for Blake, and a fourth for Tyson. And those are the results that we have. Boys holding Ford well into first place. Pioneers now have dropped to fourth in the girls' standings. This is after the 3,200. They get a ninth place for Brenna Andres and a 16th for Alyssa Gall. But Pioneers with 3:42.5. Lanesboro Fillmore Central now into third, and they are 5 points ahead of the Pioneers with 3:47.5. Laverne second with 3:60, and Osakis 3:70.5 has the lead. After Piers, it's Maple Lake in fifth, now just 3.5 behind Piers. Sixth is Howard Lake. So the three CMC teams right now, 4, 5, and 6 in the girls' standings. Frazee seventh, Park Rapids eighth, Blue Earth area is ninth. And that's with the 4x4 left. What was that?
There's only one out in the boys' pole vault. One out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. They waited until the girls were all done.
So we've got the boys' pole vault still a ways from finishing. So it's not going to affect the results for holding Ford. As the Huskers here are coming around, they are now about 6 minutes and 20 seconds into this 3,200-meter run, which if I was running would be almost a lap around if I had a motorized scooter.
If I were running this, I'd be using a calendar.
Right now, there is a group of 5 at the front. Actually, I think that group of 2 is out in front, and then a group of 5. I stand corrected. Is that the Moose Lake, young man? I think so.
I think it's first. Yeah.
What's that?
Moose Lake is first.
Yeah, that's the same kid, I think, that won the 16.
And then the St. Charles kid, it looks like. And then
there come the holding Ford young men.
Yeah.
So they are running together as a tandem. Ben Grebanowski, Stuart Hahn. Couple of laps left here, and then kids will gather and watch the 4x400. The peers should have Kelsey Stuckmeyer, Casey Brashowski, Malia Bozer, and Avi Lease competing there. The Husker 4x400 team is Nolan Procott, Jared Thell, Brandon Scraw, and Luke Ryan. Thanks, Coach. Craig Johnchoy headed back down out of the warmth of the press box. Thank him for stopping up and sharing his thoughts. Very proud of his team. As well he should be. And they've got one event maybe to make up enough points to get to the third place spot. They're trailing that spot by 5 right now, with a 4x400 relay team still to come. Kind of hurts that we only had one pole vaulter. That cost us some points because everybody scores. And if you don't enter somebody, obviously you don't get any points. So they're at the 8.5-minute mark here now of the boys' 3,200. So when we come back, it'll be the conclusion. And then the girls' 4x400 relay team. We'll be on the track, and that'll be our final event here from Stillwater, and the Class A True Team State Track and Field Meet.
Hey everybody, Jason Sadlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. We all know agriculture is a very tough business to be in right now. Let our dedicated, hardworking staff help you out. Anything from groceries, farm supplies, seeds, bulk commodities, minerals, steel equipment, Gravely lawnmowers, ration balancing, grain hauling, and so much more. For more information, call us at any of our four stores or visit us on the web, www.sunriseagcoop.com. We thank you for your business and hope we can help you soon.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months. Is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers. When you think landscaping, think Scotty's. Full-service landscaping. Options for unique edging with concrete curbing installation, shoreline repair, paver patios, retaining walls, plant design, seed and sod installation, plus much more. Scotty's also provides turf management, including fertilizing, spraying, compaction care, and more. Ask about year-round maintenance. Yes, for all your landscaping needs, one name to remember, Scotty's Landscapes. On the web at thinkscotties.com. That's thinkscotties.com.
Hi, I am Braden LeBlanc.
And I'm Hunter Jacobson.
We are fourth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce. Think you can't afford a quality Catholic education for your children? At Holy Trinity, no one pays 100% of the cost of education. We know that family finances come in all ranges. That is why there is a variable tuition. Not only is Holy Trinity affordable, we provide a welcoming learning environment with small class sizes for academic excellence.
Holy Trinity is looking forward to providing many years of affordable Catholic education. Register today to join the 178 students already enrolled. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or find us on the web or Facebook.
Unity Bank is banking built around you. Their UConnect Checking is a new bank account to keep you connected and lets you earn cash back when you use your debit card. No minimum balance required, and earn 5 cents per point of sale transaction up to $5 a month. Online banking, e-statements, and debit card required. Stop in and ask how you can easily sign up and start earning cash back. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, member FDIC. Go Pioneers!
Hello Pierce fans, this is Bethel Algren. As spring sports seasons are coming to an end, we would like to take the time to recognize and congratulate all the athletes and coaches on their achievements during the season. Pierce is very proud and blessed to have these teams that provide such great entertainment all year long. Thank you to all our sponsors and donations from the various organizations. Your help is greatly appreciated. Congratulations to the girls track for making it to the state true team meet for the third year in a row. Good luck to all the teams participating in the playoffs this spring. Go Pioneers!
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
back at Stillwater. We are done with the boys' 3,200 meter. And that leaves us with only the 4x400 relays to go. Girls first, then the boys. And then the 2017 Class A State True Team Meet will be history. Pioneer girls right now in fourth place. Their point total, 342.5. They trail third place, Lanesboro Fillmore Central, 347.5. Osakis is the leader, 370.5. Then Laverne, 360. Maple Lake trails Pierce by 3.5 points. And when I talk to Craig Johnjo, he thinks Maple Lake will finish ahead of Pierce in the 4x400. So, but who knows? You still got to run the race. Anything can happen. A baton, a bad exchange, get outside the zone. Who knows what'll happen? Pioneers have won two of the three relays have been won by Pioneer teams, the 4x2 and the 4x1. And they had a fifth place in the 4x8. So it's still to come now, the 4x4, and they are lining up in their lanes here. Speaking of lanes, what is the nickname of Lanesboro Fillmore Central when they're?
They are the Lady Burrows.
The Lady Burrows. Well, isn't that attractive?
Lanesboro is the host.
Okay.
We use their name.
The Lady Burrows.
Baseball, we're together with baseball and softball. And it's FCL, so it's Fillmore Central Lanesboro. We're the Falcons.
Okay, so the host team gets the nickname. I think they are moving the awards indoors. I saw a whole lot of people moving towards the school, and I can only guesstimate that that's why. This, and guess what? They still got a double-A meet to run here today. So,
I
got to
do it.
Yeah. 4x400 for the girls for Pierce. Kelsey Stuckmeyer will have the opening leg. Then Casey Brzozowski. Malia Bozer gets the third leg. And then the anchor is A.B. Leitz. The girls are in their lanes. And Kelsey, and they're getting ready to go. They're set. And we'll have our final girls event of the day here. Pierce needs to get some points here.
They need to beat Lanesboro Fillmore Central by two.
By two places?
Two places.
Okay, so that's...
That would be 6 points, right?
Yep, yep.
And they're down five.
That's the team we're looking at ahead of us in the standings is the girls team from Lanesboro Fillmore Central. So we need to finish two spots ahead of them. But it doesn't sound like we're going to do that. they have the fastest qualifying time in the meet. So, but like I said, anything can happen. In these conditions, one drop baton and things change in a hurry. They still haven't started. They've actually come up out of the blocks now. I'm not sure if there's a little bit of a delay. A couple of the girls were down in the blocks, but... Let's see, where is Kelsey? She looks like she is in lane two, maybe, on the inside. Regardless of what happens in this race, Coach John Joy, very proud of the effort his team put forward. Three first place finishes, couple of relays, and a high jump win for Chelsea Kurtz. Still waiting on the start here.
Well, they didn't quite get it last year. I think I'm remembering this off the top of my head, but I know the results are still available on the Minnesota.
And
Blue Earth Area, I think, were the defending champions.
Blue Earth Area, yep. Was the defending
champions. Two-time champs, Blue Earth. Yep. And it looks like they're going to finish ninth this year. All good things come to an end. But they're here. That's the main thing. Girls still just kind of jogging around and trying to stay as active as possible in their lane. Now it looks like they're getting a little more serious about getting started into their stances. Again, some in blocks, some standing up. And our final event of the girls' state troop team meet in Class A is off. The girls' 4x400 relay. And they are hitting the far turn. Kelsey Stuckmeyer opening things up for Pierce. And at this point, with I think three or four teams in red and white, tough to see who's who. I'll wait until they come around the turn. Each girl takes a lap. Osakis has the lead in the team standings. They're coming around the near side. Casey Brzozowski is the next one. She is in. Well, I can't really tell. Right now, they are passing in front of the grandstand. And I think Piers is about third or fourth. And they're away. Second leg. They're about a minute 18 in. So the Pioneers are sitting right now right in the middle of the pack. And I believe that is Casey Brzozowski. Yeah, that looks like Casey's stride. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right around in a bunch, anywhere from 4 to 6 could be Casey right now. They're that tightly together. But there's a whole pack, and here they come around the turn. Up next will be Malia Bozer. Here comes the lead pack. Casey is right now in sixth place. But she is awful close and moving up to fifth. And Malia extends her arm. She's got it, and she's away. There goes Malia Bozer. She's entered in two events down here. She threw the shot. And is running her leg of the 4x4. And right now she is in sixth place. Actually now seventh, as a girl has moved past her on the outside. The anchor leg is Avi Lees.
They're back to sixth. And the girl who won the 300 hurdles is running for Lanesboro Fillmore Central.
Last turn here, and then the home stretch for this third leg of the 4x4, and then the boys 4x4. Here comes Laverne at the front. Right now, Malia's in seventh place, just ahead of a Howard Lake Waverly Winstead runner. Malia will give the baton to Avi Lees. And Avi takes off, and she's got the baton and is off and running. The final leg around for the Pioneer girls. Seventh place. They have opened up about a 15-meter lead on Howard Lake, but Avi trying to close the gap on a pack of three runners, and she's doing that. Avi's going to move up here. Hopefully, she's closed ground. She's taken about 10 meters off that trio in front of her. Avi coming to the far corner. Avi with four runners right in front of her. So there is some ground to be had there for Avi Lees if she's got about 120 meters to go. It's a good race here coming for the win. Osakis in front. Avi, though, has not made up the necessary ground, and it doesn't look like she will. As it's going to be a seventh place finish for Avi and the Pioneers in the 4x4. There she is across the line. Seventh for Piers in the 4x4. So,
Laverne wins the race, and Osakis, we said they needed to finish fourth or higher.
Laverne wins the race. Osakis second.
So Laverne will finish with 387 and Osakis.
And we will get final tabulations for the girls Class A meet. I don't think we've got any outstanding events, do we? Besides that one. No, we're through 17 by the score sheets I have in hand. And this is event 18. That should wrap it up. So we'll know very shortly official standings. I think it's going to be a 4 or 5 spot for the Pioneer girls. And if you go back to the beginning of the day when I visited with Coach John Choi, he thought, 4 or 5. Funny how those things work out. And we'll get those final totals. We'll also have the boys, 4x400 for Holding Ford. They'll look out to close out their impressive day here in Stillwater with their 4x400 relay team of Nolan Prokot, Jared Thell, Brandon Scraw, and Luke Ryan running the anchor. So we are still waiting on a boys pole vault result, too. They have backed that up. They had to move that event inside due to the wet weather, so that is going to be a little bit of a delay. I don't think, and they might have the best pole vaulter in Class A in Drew Dockendorf, so. It shouldn't hurt them at all that it's delayed. It shouldn't affect their standing as the number one team. As they grab the lead in this meet early, I think two events in. They did not win the first event, the 4x8. They were in third place after the first event. But after the second event, they were in first, and they have just widened that lead throughout the day. The boys 4x400 is up next to wrap up the Class A True Team meet in Stillwater. We'll have that race for you right after this.
Get ready for the 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th at the Genoa Ballfields. Get your tickets now. Featuring Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hockey, and the Fabulous Armadillos. General admission tickets are just $40 until July 1st and can be purchased online at piercefreedomfest.com or select Pierce and Little Falls retailers. Limited number of VIP tickets available. The 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th. Sponsored by Brandle Motors, Coors Light, Hilmerson Sports Center, Hilmerson RV, 98.1 Minnesota's New Country, Smoothie Sunflower Oil, and Your Country, Q92 WYRQ.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams. Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce. Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League!
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
50. Awful close to the start for the boys, 4x4. And they are in the blocks, ready to go. Holding Ford will send out first. In the first of four runners. And there they go. 4x400 relay underway. And running this race for the Huskers. With a jump of 35-6. Nolan Prokot takes things out first.
Ada Bora
still in second place now.
So here we go with the final event, the 4x400, as they come around the turn.
In the boys' 200-yard wheelchair, nobody there. Danny Lilja of Moose Lake was the winner of
Procott. Coming around, and Nolan with the early lead here for the Huskers. Holding Ford has the lead and handing things off. Oh, and that was a bad exchange. They did not get away clean. Jared Thell now, but he still got the lead. Jared Thell now he is back in control, about 20 meters with the lead. Holding Ford is going to win the state true team meet here for the boys. They were the favorites coming in. They're going to leave here with a gold. Jared Thell coming around the far side. He's got Brandon Scraw to up next. Brandon blowing into his hands down at the start line, flexing the knees. Here comes Jared Thell down the home stretch by 15 meters. He's got the lead. And here comes Brandon Scraw. He's got it in his hand and he's off. 2 laps left in the race. Scraw's lead has shrunk a little bit, and it's closed now to about 5 to 6 meters. And now it's closing even more. This is about a 2-meter race now. Now it's a 1-meter race. And now Holding Ford is in second place.
10 minutes ago, there was only one jumper.
You have Luke Ryan to follow on the anchor. Now Scraw just has to hold on here. Stay close. Get a little kick here. Now he's closing again, and he's going to make a pass. Scraw with a pass on the outside. Now he's got the lead of about 4 meters. Scraw will give Luke Ryan about a 5-meter lead and a very clean exchange. And there goes Luke Ryan, one trip around. Luke Ryan by 8 meters. Ryan by 12 meters. They've made the first turn. Three quarters of a lap to go to cement the Class A championship. Luke Ryan by 12 meters with half a lap left. Luke Ryan coming around the final turn. And here's Luke Ryan down the home stretch with 80 meters to go. Luke Ryan will hold on and win the 4x400 for the Holding Ford boys. Luke Ryan first across the line. So the Holding Ford Huskers will finish their day on the track with a first place 4x4 still to come. The pole vault results, but Mr. Dockendorf should do very well there. And we'll have final tabulations now as all the running events are done. And this day has pretty much come to a conclusion. We're waiting on a couple of final results. We have the 3,200 meter boys results here now. And we had Holding Ford getting 12th-13th for Ben Grebanowski and Stuart Hahn. And the girls 4x400 relay, Piers took 7th. And that slipped them behind Maple Lake. So it looks like 5th place for the girls here today. Maple Lake 3:54. We'll take 4th. Lanesboro Fillmore Central takes the bronze, 371.5. Laverne Cardinals will finish 2nd, 387. And winning the Class A girls true team title by a point and a half, the Osaka Silver Streaks. 388.5 points for Osaka to win the girls championship. Laverne 2nd, Lanesboro Fillmore Central 3rd, Maple Lake edges Piers by 3.5 points for 4th and 5th. Howard Lake Waverly Winstead 6th. Frazee 7th. Park Rapids 8th. Blue Earth Area finishes in 9th place. So it will be now the double A competing teams coming up next. And still to be finalized are the boys' pole vault results. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to quickly align my paperwork here. We will run through every event and give you the Piers girls' results as I have them. We should have them all in hand now. The final one was the 4x400. And we'll likewise do the same. We can't bring you the pole vault because that is not completed. It should not affect Holding Ford's final standings. They will win the boys' championship. But we will do that. Our final break here coming up from Stillwater High School. We'll give you the final tallies after this.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Kenco Drywall in Piers says good luck to the Piers Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the Upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Piers says, go Pioneers!
Welcome back to Stillwater, where we put the finishing touches on this 2017 Class A True Team Track and Field Meet the Boys and Girls events. Pretty much wrapped up, except for the boys' pole vault. So let's take a look at, first of all, the girls. We'll start with individual events, and then we'll give you the team standings as they played out here. All 18 events have been reported in. For the 4x800 relay, that was the first scored event, and that was the team of Kelsey Stuckmeyer, Grace Gottwall, Kelly Gross, and Brenna Andries, a fifth place. The discus. Second for Bethel Elgren and a 12th for Casey Bershovsky. 110 hurdles, Taryn Becker third, Caitlin Lanners fifth. 100 meter dash, Chelsea Kurtz fourth, Brianna Kurtz fifth. A first place finish for the 4x200 relay team. Brianna Kurtz, Leah Furman, Avi Lease, Chelsea Kurtz. The 1600 meter run, it was Casey Bershovsky 15th, Kelsey Stuckmeyer 17th. The 4x100 relay, first place, Brianna Kurtz, Leah Furman, Brakanda Lashinsky, and Kylie Porter. The 400 meter dash, Brenna Andries 6th, Avi Lease 12th. Shot put. Well, Bethel Algren, third, and Malia Bozer, 15th. long jump. Taryn Becker, fourth. And A.V. Lease, 17th. 200 meter dash. Chelsea Kurtz, fourth. Leah Furman, seventh. 800 meter. These guys are going to be pretty much hot. It was Callie Gross, 13th. Leah Furman, 15th. The triple jump. Kelsey Stuckmeyer, 5th. Taryn Becker, 7th. Pole vault. Bailey Luckner, 11th. The 3,200 meter run. Brenna Andres, 9th. And Alyssa Gall, 16th. And the final event, the 4x400 relay. That team of Kelsey Stuckmeyer, Casey Brzozowski, Malia Bozer, and A.B. Lease finishes 7th. So the final team standings from 9th to 1st. In 9th place, Blue Earth Area, 189. 8th place, Park Rapids, 277.5. Frazee finishes 7th with an even 300. In 6th place, Howard Lake Waverly Winstead at 313. Then the Piers Pioneers, 5th place, 351.5. Maple Lake, 4th, 354. Lanesboro, Fillmore Central finishes 3rd, 371.5. 2nd place, Laverne, 387. And the champions of the girls' state true team meet the Osaka Silver Streaks, 388.5. Silver Streaks take first place by 1.5 points over Laverne. That's how close the girls' meet was. And the Pioneers finish in fifth place today. I don't think I mentioned the 300 hurdles. It was Bailey Lochner, 7th. Taryn Becker with an 11th place finish. That was the 10th event there, so I see that paper had slipped out of there. There, it's in its rightful place. Now, the boys. Again, we don't have a pole vault result yet, but the Holding Ford Huskers had a significant advantage heading into that final meet, our final event, and they have one of the top pole vaulters in the state in Drew Dockendorf. 4x800 relay team for Holding Ford finished in 3rd place. And that was the team of Evan DeMort, Stuart Hahn, Jared Thell, and Ben Grebanowski. The boys' high jump was won by Adam Ripplinger, 5'10 for Adam. And then Drew Dockendorf finished in 9th place. At that point, Holding Ford had taken the lead after 2 events, and they did not look back. The 110 hurdles, Nick Kruger finishes 5th, Jake Langerud with an 8th place finish. In the shot put, Joseph Meyer 2nd, Adam Ripplinger 8th. In the 100 meter dash, Blake Patrick 1st place, Tyson Patrick 4th place. The 4x200 relay team. And the Huskers team put together there of Griffin Olson, Brandon Scraw, Nolan Patrick, Evan DeMort. That was good for 2nd place. Then the 1600 meter saw Lucas Ryan take a 3rd and Alex Provo 17th. It's still wet, it's still cold. 4x100 relay team then for Holding Ford. That's Griffin Olson, Brandon Scraw, Tyson Patrick, and Adam Ripplinger. That was a 2nd place for the Huskers in that event. In the 400 meter, Nolan Procott and Blake Patrick go 2 and 3 by 5/1000th of a second. Nolan 2nd, Blake 3rd. Discus. Caleb Johnson takes a 3rd, Joseph Meyer a 6th.
And a 3rd place overall.
Bronze medal. In the long jump, first place, Blake Patrick, Brandon Scraw with a third. Then the 13th scored event was the 800 meter. Lucas Ryan gets a second. And Jared Thell with an eighth. In the 300 meter hurdles, it was Evan DeMore at ninth, Nick Kruger 10th. In the triple jump, Nick Hellman goes 7th, and Thomas Strews with a 9th.
And Osakis was your champion by 1.5 points.
Then in the 200-meter dash, Blake Patrick 2nd, Tyson Patrick 4th. In the 3,200-meter, you had Holding Ford taking home a 12th for Ben Grebanowski and a 13th for Stuart Hahn. And I have not seen the 4x400 relay event scored yet. But after that event, so technically we still are waiting on the final 4x400 relay and the pole vault for the boys. But with those two events left to go, Holding Ford had 4:11. And St. Charles was 2nd with 3:38. Well, I think mathematically it was locked up already for the Huskers. Ada Norman County was in 3rd. Pine Island tied for 3rd with Ada. Laverne would be in 5th. Wadena Deer Creek 6th. Maple Lake 7th. Blue Earth 8th. And Moose Lake Willow River in 9th. Again, those were without two events scored, which was the final running event, the 4x400 relay, and then the pole vault still to go. So that's going to do it for us from Stillwater today. A 5th place finish for the Pioneer Girls track team here in Stillwater today, an improvement. 9th 2 years ago, 8th last year. They move up to number 5 this year. They led this meet, actually, over halfway through. You got to see here when exactly they slipped out of the lead. After one event, they were in 5th. After two events, they were in 5th. After three events, they were in 2nd. They grabbed the lead in the 4th event. They had the lead through 6 events. They had the lead through 7 events. They had the lead through 8 events. They were down to 2nd after 9 events. But then they were back into 1st place after 10 events. They were then tied for 1st after 11 events of the 18. We'll make another call in about. And then by the 13th event, they were down to 3rd. They were back to 2nd. They were to 3rd after 14. 3rd after 15. Congratulations. And 3rd after 16 events. 4th after 17, and then 5th after 18. So they did not slip to 5th place until their final event was scored. But for 11 events or so, they were in the lead or tied for the lead here in Stillwater. So congratulations to Coach Craig Johnchoy. They now get ready for their subsection meet. That is on Tuesday, and it will be run in Albany. And congratulations to Holding Ford.
Okay.
2017 Class A Boys True Team State Champs. Again, unofficial. I'm just making that call by myself. But I don't think that's going to change. As the Huskers still had their 4x400 relay to be scored and the pole vault. And they were going to do very well in both of those. So not much of a chance at all.
Impossible
mathematically. Yeah, Holding Ford's going to win the Class A Boys True Team State Championship. So congratulations to them. An outstanding day on a miserable day, if you can put those two together. The Huskers certainly overcame and performed up to their abilities, and they will leave with a first place finish. So That's going to do it for us here today. Thanks for listening. Our next event, I don't know weather-wise, is going to prevent us from doing amateur ball tomorrow in the Victory League or not. It's supposed to be in Randall tomorrow. But we'll wait and see what happens with Mother Nature. If not, we'll have high school baseball on Monday. Pioneers will look to close out and claim a share of the CMC title. They play Painesville at 4:30 at the newly dedicated Legion Park Heli Field. That was quite an event last night, as a big crowd turned out to honor John and his late wife Karen as they rededicate the field in their honor. Nice sign will be put up, and very attractive sign. A nice ceremony was held. Thanks, everybody, for coming out. And then Tuesday, the softball team is in the second round of playoff action. They get top-seeded St. Cloud Cathedral at 5 o'clock in Waite Park.
Yeah, Tim.
And we'll have that one for you.
Yes.
Fifth for the Piers girls, first for the Holding Ford boys. That's it from Stillwater High School, Pony Stadium. I'm Rick Graham, and thanks for listening on You Are There Sports.